This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha senior leader Hemant Soren took oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand for the fourth time today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function in Morabadi Maidan in Ranchi this afternoon. On this occasion, several India bloc leaders, including Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann, Delhi former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar were present. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, Senior RJD Leader Tejaswi Yadav and CPI ML General Secretary Dipankar Bhattacharya also attended the function. Chief Minister Hemant Soren will constitute his cabinet after winning a vote of trust on the floor of the Assembly. Oath ceremony of ministers will be after the trust vote. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till tomorrow following an uproar by the opposition parties over various issues, including the alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled at noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members from Congress, Left, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party, AAP and others continued to raise the issues, forcing adjournment of the House for the day. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said Parliament is a platform for productive discussion and urged members to cooperate with the Chair to run the House smoothly. Ruckus continued in the Lok Sabha as well. When the House met at noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members trooped into the well, raising slogans over various issues, forcing the adjournment of the House for the day. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today hit out at the AAP-led Delhi government for not implementing the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda expressed pain, saying that the AAP government has deprived the people of the city by willfully not adopting the scheme. He added that the AAP government has denied this crucial health cover for more than 6.5 lakh eligible families and all citizens of the age of 70 years and above in Delhi. Mr. Nadda said that the Delhi High Court has also criticized the Delhi government for not implementing this people-centric scheme. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today launched the Confederation of Indian Industry CII Ease of Doing Business and Regulatory Affairs portal. The portal will provide status and updates on key initiatives on ease of doing business by both the union government and CII. Users can track progress and submissions on a real-time basis. Speaking at the occasion in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that the government's national single window system has improved ease of doing business and brought various sectors, industries and departments together. Government today informed the Lok Sabha that Indian Railways has taken up designing and manufacturing of high-speed trains. In a written reply, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed that Integral Coach Factory, ICF, in collaboration with BEML, are designing and manufacturing high-speed train sets, which will have a design speed of 280 km per hour. The manufacturing cost is around 28 crore rupees per car, which is highly competitive compared with other train sets. India has called upon Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities and their places of worship. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said in a written reply in Rajya Sabha that the primary responsibility for the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. New Delhi has stated that India and Canada are in touch regarding the state for their bilateral ties, asserting that respect for each other's concerns, territorial integrity and sovereignty are the prerequisites for any stable bilateral relationship. This was stated by Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He said India has repeatedly urged the Canadian government to take prompt and effective action against anti-India elements operating from its soil. And that is the end of this news bulletin.